Good morning. You're on the air. Hey now. Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey Mario, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, you got the better part of the hand here. I'm telling you, I don't know how the hell you convinced your boss to get a buzz on while you're working.
I know. David X called me Batman on the air yesterday. He goes, "Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're going to do your show and drink? Yeah, you are Batman.
Incredible. I think Jay, you've been hoodwinked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little worried about.
I think you were hoodwinked there. Yeah. But anyhow. Jay, I would recommend that you have Randy get a buzz on every day. He's funnier.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Who isn't when they're drunk?
Speaking of a drunk, I don't know if you saw Channel 12 the other night. There was an Italian fellow on. He's talking about taking his grandpa out for his birthday to a little red gravy restaurant in South Philly.
Yeah.
And they raised a glass of Chianti, and he says to Pop, he said, Cendani, which means 100 years. And Grandpa turned around and gave him a back slap, you know, a pimp slap. And he said, "What the hell was that for?" He said, "Hey, I'm 99. You only want me to live one more year?"
Yeah.
So he said, "No, Grandpa." He said, "I meant, you know, for the next 100. And Grandpa hit him again. He says, "What do you want me to live to be 200? He couldn't win, this poor guy.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
Yesterday, Randy, someone called yesterday about a young lady walking up the street in downtown Westchester with a dog named Diesel.
Yes. And, yeah. That was Chris.
They were trying to say, "What's your favorite dog's name?"
Yes.
I thought it was the dog that smokes the cigar. What's his name?
Oh, Triumph.
Triumph. Yeah, I thought that was your favorite dog.
Yes, it's a nice name to poop on.
Yeah, that guy's cool. That is a funny. I appreciate you reminding me of that. That Triumph character, that's brilliant.
When I think of Randy, I think of Triumph, for crying out loud.
That's a funny bit. Whoever the comic is that does that is brilliant. I mean, he's really fast on his feet. He's insulting. He's filthy. He insults people. It's probably just the most shocking, upsetting, and so many people are probably just so offended by everything he says, and I love him for it.
He gave a big shot in the arm to Comedy Central because recently he's been on a panel that grills a couple of the comedians. On another note, I wanted to commend Officer Dave. I don't know if he's related to Dave the electrician, but to come in on his personal time off duty,
yes,
and perform a public service, which is greatly needed in our town, in our state, in our country, because drunk driving is not taken as seriously as it is. And I speak from experience. My sister and my brother-in-law were killed by a drunk driver on Christmas Eve in 1975. And I don't want to reiterate it. I don't want to beat an old cow. But what you're doing, Randy, with Officer Dave on the public airwaves, to me, is a public service because it lets people recognize, hey, maybe I should get a cab. Speaking of Chris, I don't know if Chris still drives a cab or have a designated driver. I mean, I love to drink as much as the next person.
Sure.
But God forbid I'd think twice before I put a key in my ignition and think that I could either drive home and get there safely,
yep,
without hitting someone or killing myself. So I want to commend you and Officer Dave and Jay for allowing you to use the station airwaves to get this important message out. A lot of college kids think, hey, man, you know, it's party time, and some of the restaurants and bars entice you with what they call a happy hour. But sometimes it's not as happy if it ends tragically. So,
oh, absolutely, Mario.
So that's
why we're doing it, and I know we're joking and stuff, but I'm glad you so get it.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you for.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm very sorry to hear about your.
I'm honest to God, Christmas is never the same.
Yeah,
right.
Because you know it's a tragic family. Look at the poor bugger that was driving up 95. He was northbound on 95, and the rear wheel of a tandem trailer, tractor trailer, flew off and hit his car, decapitated the poor bugger.
Oh man!
His wife is sitting next to him. I don't know how she escaped injury. But I think that the investigation for that trailer will probably go back to maintenance and see if the bearings were maintained properly.
Sure.
Because that's the only thing I know of that would make a wheel come off the axle like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is either shoddy, you know, if you bring it into a shop where they don't hand pack the bearings, or
sure,
I don't know. Most of the trucks today, they have the liquid 90-weight gear oil that lubricates those wheels, but that's a tragedy.
Definitely.
Anyhow, you guys are really great. I just enjoy hearing your show, and I'm going to have another beer listening to you.
Thanks, Mario.
Take care. God bless.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That guy's cool.
And on that note,
yes.
Let's see where you
do a breathalyzer. Ready? All right.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
So just to get us up to date, you've had three beers in
an hour and 15 minutes?
Something like that, yeah. Hour and 10, hour and 15, something about that.
All right, here we go.
Okay. And I blew it.
Right. You blew it.
Yeah.
Blow it. Blow it. Blow it.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, what do you think?
Now, blow it.
You obviously don't feel it impaired at all. You wouldn't think.
I feel like a buzz, but I do not feel I completely feel that I could get in my car and drive home and not get in an accident in any way, shape, or form. But I would be concerned that I might be driving home and have a taillight out, forget a turn signal, something stupid that I would do sober.
Okay.
And I would be afraid of an officer pulling me over because I would be like nervous and shaking. I would I'd be handing in my license going like this because I had three beers.
Mm-hmm.
And you would probably be like, okay, dude, you got weed? And I'd be like, not so for years.
You've had three beers in an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes.
An hour and 10, hour and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do we got?
0.42. Oh, 0.042. Yeah, yeah.
You're halfway there.
Okay.
With three beers in an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. Now, if I didn't drink anymore, do you think that number would go up higher?
Like I said, you just finished your last one. It might go up to a 0.045 or something.
0.045. Okay. Okay. It would go up a smidge. So you might wait on a test if somebody was 0.75.
No, I understand. I mean, most of the people we arrest in town for DUI, they're not an 0.09.
Okay.
They're 2.0.
Okay.
2.5.
Yeah.
Like I said, the last one I had was a 0.049. That's a 5.0. That's almost comatose.
Yeah,
I was
sure.
Say.
Yeah, I think John Bonham. John Bonham literally died from less. I mean, and I don't know, the tests have probably improved or got more accurate. But
like I said, it does depend on if you had something to eat. Or,
yeah.
It doesn't affect it a whole lot,
but
tolerance and so forth. But you're halfway there with three beers in an hour and a half.
All right. Well,
when you go take somebody to hospital and they give them a breathalyzer test and a blood alcohol test, what's the difference? At that point,
you mean from a PBT to a actual blood alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, does it? Will your blood alcohol be higher than your breath test?
More
typically,
accurate?
It's more accurate.
More accurate. Okay,
it's within
an
0.05 either way.
I mean, I'm just fine.
I'm trying to find out where it shows up in court.
Okay. Yeah,
but it is an accurate.
Okay,
all right. To some degree.
Okay.
It's just another tool that we use.
Okay.
I mean, typically you're doing field tests and you're stopping somebody for whatever reason, and you got the bloodshot eyes, you got slurred speech, you have can't find their license when they're looking right at it in their wallet. You got all those indicators
big girl riding shotgun. Yeah.
You should take him with you. I think you overlooked something, Dave. That guy's stone sober.
Yeah.
I think you overlooked something, Dave. Look in the passenger seat. You're right. Get me my tools. Yeah. Justin be like, that guy's not that bad looking. Now look at the girl he's with. She's a pig. You're right, Deputy Justin. Get me my breathalyzer out of the trunk.
A little paper star with my name on it on my chest.
Yeah. Nice. Why don't we do a break, I've had three beers.
Or the bar stamp that's on your wrist. That's always a good indicator, too.
All right. Three beers equals wee-wee time, and that means we'll be back with more fun and more drinking right after these words.